Here's Doris Fisher.
The silhouette pieces really do look, particularly these pencil drawings, really do look better here than they did at the Gap. Because at the Gap, unfortunately, they were on a wall, in like a corridor, for lack of a better word, that was not very wide. So you couldn't stand back very far to see it. And really, in order to enjoy these pieces, you really have to be able to stand back far. But Sal was just an amazing, amazing person.
LeWitt was the grandfather of conceptual art. He'd think of an idea or concept, then someone else would make it according to his instructions. LeWitt compared his work to a musical composer in the way that a composer writes the score and someone else performs it. The Fishers have a number of his wall drawings, including this work, Wall Drawing Number 1, which is the first wall drawing he ever created.
And you own the certificate is what you own, rather than technically the piece. But it is technically the piece.
The wall drawing with the yellow background is called Wall Drawing Number 280.
The interesting thing about the yellow one is that the prescription, if you want to call it, doesn't talk about how long the lines are. It dictates the size of the grid. It dictates the yellow. It dictates that the lines emanating from the corners are going to be a certain color and the lines emanating from the center are going to be a different color. But the length of each line is left up to the installer.